You know, we've been speaking about the Holy Spirit over the last 6 weeks. Talk about He is a person. His presence is in us. His power can move us. He's the one that determines the gifts that we need and use for the common good. He has principles that govern His actions. Last week, we talked about how He is holy. It's in His name, Holy Spirit. And because He is holy, we should be holy. And Scripture asked us to do that all the way from the Old Testament into the New Testament. Today is the final message in this series of the Holy Spirit. It's obviously not the last time we'll ever discuss the Holy Spirit, just like it's not the last time we'll speak of the love of God the Father and His gospel message through God the Son, Jesus Christ. Our everyday living comes through God the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And today, I want us to think about a question of how does the Holy Spirit secure us? Our scripture today describes the security of God's love. We find it in Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39. And Paul says, "What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." The Word of God for the people of God. You know, as we think about being secure in God's love, as that scripture from Paul tells us, I think an outline that I saw in a sermon helps book, but it talks about this particular section of scripture. Here's an outline. It talks about profound indescribability, which my little spell checker says is not a real word, but still, we have this profound indescribability, we have this pronounced indestructibility, and this possessed inseparability that we have in those couple final verses here of our scripture today. Tony Evans, in his book, The Promise, about the Holy Spirit, states it this way: there is no opposition, there's no condemnation, there's no separation. And the Holy Spirit is a part of that. In Paul's letter to the Romans, our scripture today seems to be a climactic close to this part of the letter. But I wanted to highlight it at the beginning of this message as we share how the Holy Spirit secures us. Those last two verses, 38 and 39, Paul is convinced. He has no doubt that there's nothing that can break away that relationship that we have in God through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit secures that love, as we've been sharing about Him these 7 weeks. No death or life, angels or demons, present or future, powers, height, depth, width, we probably add in there. I like the catch-all phrase there. Nothing in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God through Jesus Christ. It is profoundly indescribable. All creation, there is nothing. You can go to the farthest expanse of the universe and you will find nothing that can separate us from God's love. It is indestructible. You know, we probably think of angels and even demons, for that matter, and other types of power and that power that is there in those angelic beings, those heavenly beings, and we think, well, they have a whole lot more power than I do. And yet Paul is saying here that that relationship is indestructible and there is no separation. Doesn't matter whether it's in life or in death. Doesn't matter how high or how deep we are. We are inseparable from the love of God. Our security is centered in the love of God who sent his son Jesus, who gave us salvation and gave us his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit then becomes for us a witness. He's a witness in our lives that we have received and are guaranteed the inheritance. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, Paul says, "And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. And when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory." When we think of a seal, if we think of history, we don't do this as much today, but for many centuries, they used wax to seal a document or to seal a scroll or to seal whatever it might be. And they would melt wax in, put it where you would know if the seal was broken, and then the king would put his ring into that, his signet onto that wax, and there it was, so you would know if the seal had been broken. And Paul is sort of alluding that to here in our scripture in Ephesians 1, as he talks about that we are marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, that we are included with Christ. And we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. He's a witness that we have Jesus in us. We have the Holy Spirit in us. It is the Spirit of Christ that we have. And today we may think of a government seal or a corporate seal. The corporations, when they do the official minutes, there's a seal that crimps on the paper. Most of us would be more familiar with a notary seal that they watched us, they witnessed us signing something. And then, yes, I saw it happen. And in that way, that's what we see as a seal of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you want to think of it as a down payment as well. A deposit is how Paul puts it in our scripture. But a down payment on a car or a house or even as something as simple as a layaway. But this promise that we're going to have this as part of us in the Holy Spirit, his witness in our lives as he comes to dwell within us, is God the Father's down payment on us. It's our guarantee of inheritance. God has said, "You have accepted my Son. I deposit my Holy Spirit in you. He indwells within you," as we've been talking about over these last number of weeks. And the reason we need to understand the witness of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we need to understand this security that we have, this guaranteed security. It allows us to turn our focus on living for Jesus. See, we already belong to Jesus when we accept the gift of salvation. And now, just as we've talked about over these last 6 weeks, the Holy Spirit is there to help us focus on living and not worry about the security of our salvation. And so that's what Paul, even here with the Ephesian church, and that's what he meant in our scripture out of Romans chapter 8, is we don't have to worry about, are we still God's? We are. We need to turn and focus on living for him as the Holy Spirit indwells within us, empowers us, gifts us all those things we've been talking about. He allows us the freedom to focus on living for God the Father, living for God the Son, living for God the Spirit, and not worry about the security of our salvation. That's the witness that we have by that seal, by that deposit. It's guaranteeing our inheritance, and we can be secure about the eternal life that we received. Ann Graham Lotz, in her book, Jesus and Me, encourages us to trust in the Holy Spirit's pledge, his seal, his understanding, his prayers. You know, when you think about the pledge, and we read about that in the New Testament, about the Holy Spirit being a pledge, but it's sort of like a wedding ring, right? We had this ring, and when we took those vows, we pledged our life to one another, and certainly the ring is just a symbol, and the Holy Spirit is so much more than that, but his presence in our lives is God's pledge in our lives, and it's a two-way pledge, right? God has pledged that we are his, and we can be secure in that, and we in turn have pledged that we're going to follow him and allow the Holy Spirit to impact our lives and to guide our lives, to empower our lives. We can trust in his pledge. We can trust in his seal, and we talked about his seal as a witness in our lives. We can trust his understanding of us. You know, God knows everything about us. Everything. He created us. And if he knows everything about us, why do we try and hide sometimes? And maybe I shouldn't put that on you, but I think all of us as humans, sometimes we find ourselves trying to hide from God. And we forget that he knows everything about us. He gets us. He knows us deeply. And even when we're going through times of difficulty and frustration and we're not even sure what it is we need. Earlier in Romans chapter 8 and verses 26 and 27, we learned that the Holy Spirit prays for us when we're not sure what to say. Paul says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And in those times of prayer, and in our time of reading his word, God speaks to us through his Spirit. When you have a moment, most of you have probably read it before, but I encourage you to go to the Gospel of John and read chapter 17. That entire chapter is a prayer by Jesus that John has recorded for us. And it covers quite a bit, but it's very specific in some areas as well. Ann Graham Lotz, in her book that I mentioned, says the Holy Spirit was there praying with Jesus. And she suggests that the Spirit still prays those words for us today. So read those words in John 17 when you get a moment. And as you read those words, hear the Holy Spirit praying those words for you and for me today. And see what kind of impact those words of Jesus will have on you. He prays for our steadfast faith. He prays for our relationship with the Father. And he prays for our needs. Those are words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. But those words can easily be words that the Holy Spirit prays today for each of us as he leads us through this life that we've turned over to him. Besides the Bible, there's been two books that have had an impact on me about the Holy Spirit. One I picked up 15, 20 years ago from Dr. Tony Evans. And one I just started reading, picked up here in late 2019. I've been reading it this year from Ann Graham Lotz. Tony, both of them have a title and a tagline. Tony's book was The Promise, Experiencing God's Greatest Gift, the Holy Spirit. And Anne's book is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. And as I thought about those two titles, and I thought, well, if I ever wrote a book on it, maybe I would just name it Promise in Me. The Promise in Me, you know. And the tagline is God in Me. Because as we've been going these 7 weeks talking specifically about the Holy Spirit, I am reminded of the reality that it is God in me as the Holy Spirit, as He has taken up residence here, as He has all these things we've been talking about that are affecting my life and have a great impact on my life, and in turn can have an impact on those around me, I'm experiencing God in more ways than just reading His Word, in more ways than just getting a sermon together, in more ways than just singing His praise, in more ways than just gathering at a worship service. God has put His promise in me. He is in me. And I can experience Him in a very real and very powerful way. Do you know the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, God's Son? Just believe in Jesus. Repent of your sin. Accept the free gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And the moment you do that, and the moment many of us in this meeting today have already done, God's Holy Spirit came, and we experienced Jesus' promise. He said, I'm going to send one just like me. Sometimes, and I probably have said it myself, but I've been in circles where, wouldn't it have been nice to walk with Jesus? And yes, it would have been nice to just be right there as we read through the Gospels. But the reality is, He walks with us each day, right now, because His Spirit is within us. The Holy Spirit in me. God the Father in me. God the Son in me and in you. We are secure in God. There is nothing able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord.